and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Hello, and welcome back to the show. Lovely, lovely to kind of, I was going to say see you, but to be in your ears. So today I am going to be sharing with you an episode all about soul, and it's intrinsically linked with and underpins as well all of the work that I do. And with all of my clients and with all of my frameworks, for me, soul is where it begins. You know, this for me is so incredibly important. And so I wanted to do an episode specifically relating to soul and what the most advantages, but also benefits of having a soul-led, soul-aligned and soul-successful business. For me, the soul is the real essence of who we are. And when we show up in this beautiful energy, in our fullest expression, this is so profound. The benefits to business owners in terms of their health, their wealth, their ability to create impact, and also to create that lasting legacy. Before we make a start today, I'm going to share with you, and I just pulled this card, and it's actually a really beautiful card. It's like there's a key and you're unlocking the key through your soul to two different pathways. And what we're seeing here is those that aren't leading their business with either through their heart or soul. And I believe that the heart is the beginning. It's kind of like where we start. That's the passion. The soul goes on such a far deeper level. And so, you know, seeing these two crossroads on Marina's most beautiful Akashic Records oracle cards, it's like for me that depicts, you know, the choice that you have, the old way or the new. And so I want you to just question here maybe about where you are, and are you really stepping into your soul alignment? Are you really stepping into your soul calling? Or are you still hiding away? Or are you still finding ways to just make it easier for yourself by staying on this old road? Let me just read you an extract from her card, and this card is Purpose and Mission. Reassessing your soul's purpose and mission for fulfillment and alignment. By choosing this card today, you're giving an opportunity to, I haven't read this by the way, reflect and review your divine calling. In addition to working through your personal karma, every soul has its unique mission and purpose. However, at times, they can feel lost, misdirected, and inadequate. Cycles of boom and bust with money, success, or love are clear indicators that you need to identify these patterns, especially when you repeatedly achieve your goals and then self-sabotage. And, you know, I see this a lot. I'm actually just about to put together a course, and it's literally just come in as I'm recording this now. It's come in this week, which is almost towards the end of May 2023. And we've just come through a very powerful time in terms of our planets and so forth. And we've suddenly got Taurus coming in on a beautiful new moon. So if you're listening to this at time of releasing the recording, it's kind of like a week on. But in this moment, we've had quite an intense time, and it's almost like we're just about ready now to kind of put our manifestations out there with the world and think, fuck it. And it's one of those moments where I felt that calling to do something creative that I wasn't intending on doing in amongst a busy diary, but I'm seeing the need for it, and it really is going to help in terms of purpose and mission. So the Akashic alignment is, the affirmation is, I'm living in alignment with my soul's mission and purpose. And I believe if we're injecting, if you like, infusing our soul into our business, we're able to come from this place of real alignment and stepping into calling and service. It goes beyond ourselves. It goes way beyond ourselves. What we're doing today, what you're doing today, is moving through an ascension process, moving through breaking down through discernment and working on yourself at an energetic level. You are working through old energy. You are breaking through with your soul's calling, your innate purpose, and you're able to really vibrate at such a beautiful high frequency. And you may not even be aware of this. And if you're an energetic healer, you'll see such a powerful difference as we raise through to this higher level. And one of my sponsors of our podcast show, Tim Wild, is a practical ascension master. And all his work is supporting you through this ascension process. And I'm sharing this because, you know, it's a step that you just don't immediately plug in and go, oh, that's it, I'm ascended. This takes time. And it's an ongoing journey of evolution. And while we're doing this, we're working on this in our lives. We've got our business that suddenly feels out of alignment. We suddenly get curious and we think, I really want to change what I'm doing, or I've lost who I was and now I found myself and this doesn't feel right anymore. And so soul, driving a business, guiding a business, manifesting a business, creating by design a business through the heartbeat of our soul takes your business to a new fucking level. And it's one that feels so incredibly good. And I'm going to talk to you about the five benefits and advantages that are profound and have an incredible impact on your life and business, let alone creating wide impact and a lasting legacy, one that you can leave behind and you are so proud of. So let's go.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
So the first thing is, you know, it's alignment and authenticity. And a lot of this comes through in how we show up and our marketing. And it's been talked about for a long time, but it's such, in terms of our soul, when we have this old energy and then we step into new energy, there is a clash. And we suddenly think, oh my gosh, I found who I am. And if you haven't, things like your Akashic records, things like working with me in the psychic soul sessions, you find your identity. You feel, you know, you believe, you trust who you are. And it's that self-discovery through understanding our unique human design, through knowing our gene keys, through really beginning to unearth who we are at cell, soul, cellular level. This is incredible, because when we bring it into our business, It's bringing our divine gifts. It's bringing our unique energetic expression, our true self, our soul purpose, our aligned values, our passion, and our integrity. And we become so incredibly aware and conscious of who we are. It's a messy road, right? It's not an easy road. Like with the ascension of your life, in business, you'll see the bullshit, you'll see the fakers, and you'll step well away. And then that will make you question your belief and why you're doing this. And it will tie you down and it will try to stop you from undeniably breaking through. But at some point, you do. And there is the gold, there is the magic of you stepping into your fullest alignment, your fullest expression, and your fullest authenticity. I mean, there is nothing like it. And your energy is pure. And you attract, you create, you manifest, and you step beyond. And that's why, for me, soul is so incredibly important. You don't need to heal your soul. Your soul is pure. But working on you and your energy, it allows you to connect yourself back with soul at a cellular level, that then there's nothing like it. You are unshakable. You are unbreakable. You are resilient and you are a warrior. The second thing is the impact and the legacy. Because no longer are you working in an old system that is fucking broken. No longer are you working in a way that feels heavy and, quite frankly, isn't doing your nervous system, your mind, your life, your health any good. You're working in a way that's meaningful. It means something. It goes beyond money. It goes beyond a 9-to-5. This is for your highest good. This is you stepping in and creating this positive change for you and for others. And this is you stepping into your soul-aligned act of service to humanity, to the collective. I think for me, working with, as a business mentor, working with humans who are rediscovering themselves, redefining who they are, connecting with their gifts, all very much on different and unique journeys. Some crazy ass like me, galactic and all the rest, and others really wanting to just find out who they are. There's no right or wrong, and it's beautiful. But what I do see is their business has become a different model. Their business has become a different entity, and not all business mentors get this. They talk about consciousness. They talk about knowing, you know, how to design your business through strategy. And I think for some part, these processes, these ways may work, but not for those who are seeing themselves going far beyond the old traditional services. This is for people who meaning and feeling and really connecting in with the emotional impact of change and transformation. These are my people, and I understand you. Which is why, for me, the third part is an enhanced intuition. An enhanced intuition that creates this link to your decision making in business. And when you're designing your business through soul alignment, decision making is fundamentally the most important thing. This soul led approach, this tapping into this higher wisdom, this making decisions based on this new energetic force field that is around you, and connecting with the highest good of humanity and source, this universal energy that is supporting you to make clear, transparent, aligned choices. This is your unique energetic expression. And this, for me, this beautiful enhanced intuition, it takes away the confusion. It allows you to go into this deeper connective part within that connects with your gut, connects with your throat chakra, connects with the root chakra, and allows you to really connect with the altar major and start to really see like the decisions that you're making, not only how they serve you, but how they serve others. And so your decisions are also about the benefit of your clients in a totally different way. And that's why your business is going to feel so unique. Okay, so the fourth thing, flow. Oh, beautiful, divine flow and synchronicity. It doesn't happen though, unless you take self-responsibility, you put your self-care first, you create harmonious seasons within your business through soul. It just doesn't happen unless you understand and learn, like for instance, through soul energetics, which is my own brand, my own modality that I've created that allows you to really understand these natural rhythms in alignment, in energy with your own cosmic energy. It's having these things that grows your business, and having these things where, you know, you're working in such synchronicity and flow that your business grows effortlessly. And I'm going to talk to you more about this in the next episode, which is going to be all about strategy, and not boring as fuck strategy either. This is about flow and creating a business that just glides effortlessly.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
And it's possible is how I have built my successful online business. And it's also why I believe that underpinning your business with soul strategy and success is the only way. And it's why I work with business owners to create flow and synchronicity in their business. That's a priority for me. But I can't force them to create this for them. They have to take that self-responsibility and put themselves, their self-care first. So this is what this is about, creating these beautiful traditions, these beautiful cyclical ways of living and enjoying the benefits of this as their business grows with ease. And the last thing is personal growth and fulfillment, because I believe that when you grow your business through soul, there's nothing like it. I mean, growing a business, you don't realize how much of this is about you. In order to grow a successful soul aligned business, it is all about starting everything with you. And it starts with soul, and that ongoing process, this beautiful journey of evolution, is highly transformative, is incredibly life-changing. That's ascension. But the benefits in your business, the impact for yourself in your own life and others. I've seen many people that have started their business and they go through divorces. They discover themselves in a different light. They realize through ascension that the life they had is just in existence. It's beige. It doesn't belong anymore. Whereas this new life, this new energy, the new world they're creating for themselves, this new deep sense of knowing and inner peace that they create, it allows them to overcome. It allows them to continue their journey of evolution and enlightenment. It's so natural. It's so holistic. It's quite often so simple. And this, it is a way of being, of feeling self-fulfilled. And that's why, for me, this highly transformative journey of developing, designing, growing your business through soul is the most incredible journey of personal growth and fulfillment. And it gives you, your business, resilience. toughens you up, allows you to gently step into this place of inner peace, whilst claiming your victorious wings. Let's just say it, a Viking warrior. Thanks for joining me. And I hope you enjoy growing your soul business. And if you're thinking, I don't know how to, I believe I get it, Kelly. I'm listening and I hear it. And I want to learn this way. And I've tried and I've failed, or I'm scared of this way, or I'm scared of success, soul business success. Then you know where I am. And the journey begins today. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.